You're listening to the Shortwave Music Library on WMNBLP 107.1 in North Adams, Mass. Good morning, this is DJ Frederick, spinning some tunes to help you start your day, or maybe it's late night for you. Either way, it's some good music from my music library, and music that you might hear on the shortwave frequencies. All right, let's drop the needle.
Thank you. Exploring Science in the Sea. If you're spending an afternoon on your favorite bay, you probably don't want to see any sharks gliding through the water. But the bay itself just might. Without sharks, the ecosystem can change in ways that can be bad for the bay and anyone living near it. Researchers studied how that might play out in Shark Bay on the western tip of Australia. Seagrass carpets about 1,500 square miles of the bay floor. It acts as a buffer against storms, provides habitat for marine life, and filters the water. It also provides food for the sea cows, known as dugongs. Shark Bay also is home to lots of sharks, especially tiger sharks. They spend the summer in the bay, then migrate elsewhere for winter. The dugong munch on the seagrass mainly when the sharks are away. A major heat wave in 2011 killed off some of the seagrass. The main species grows slowly, so the beds take a long time to recover. A species of grass that's more resistant to heat began filling in, but it's not as helpful. Scientists decided to check out what might happen if there were no sharks around and the dugongs could feed on the good seagrass all year. The scientists removed some of the seagrass from the bay floor, an imitation of conditions with year-round feeding. The good seagrass didn't recover at all, while the replacement species did well. So without the sharks to keep the dugong in check, the bay might not recover from its earlier trauma. Bad news for the bay and its residents, including people. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute and is on the web at scienceinthesea.org. I'm Holly Brawley.
And this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Shortwave Music Library on WMNB. Some music from a private press LP released back in 1972. That was a band called Soft Rock and a tune called Orion. If you're keeping score, we started off the program with John Renborn and The Trees They Do Grow High, followed by Jethro Tull and Bure. Alright, I'm DJ Frederick. This is the Shortwave Music Library on WMNB 107.1 in North Adams. Thank you. the legendary Roger Webb with his band, the Roger Webb Sound. That was Moon Bird. Before that, the Brian Brown Trio and Georgia on My Mind. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Shortwave Music Library. Thanks for tuning in. I hope you've had a mellow morning or a mellow late evening wherever you are. That the music's been good for you and, has helped you to stretch and open into the day. Until next time, this is DJ Frederick, and I wish you many blessings.